The Chief Minister, Subhashish Draji, the President of Bombay Pradesh Congress Committee, Sri Hafizka, Sri Bhanubhai and other leaders of the Congress Party in Bombay and other members, councillors and friends. I am indeed very happy to be present here this morning to inaugurate this beautiful park that we are naming after CSK Party. I was also surprised when I heard that some people tried to make a controversy out of this. Party is a politics. Life consists of many things, and Patil is not only a politician. Patil also is something plus, something more. The civic life of Bombay and the contribution to which Sri Patil has made in the last more than 40 years, it will be ungratefulness to forget such a thing, such a contribution. I think possibly he is the only person, if I remember the recent history of Bombay Corporation, I am not sure whether the Purushottam Mehta had that distinction, but he was the only person, as far as I remember the history of Bombay Corporation and the civic life, who consecutively continued to be mayor of Bombay for more than 4 years. 3 years. It didn't just happen. It happened because Patil's services were accepted by Bombay. And I must say, therefore, that those friends who express their differences about it may reconsider their attitude in this matter. I don't deny the right of difference, but there are some things in life where we must forget all our differences and come together to pay tribute where it more deserves. Patil's life has been one with Bombay's life. The economic activity here, the cultural activity here, the political activity here, the civic activity here. He has left, and he is going to leave again, I'm sure, in days or years to come, a most important imprint on the different facets of Bombay's life. And therefore, Mr. Mayor and Mr. Municipal Commissioner and all other members, you have certainly shown a great sense of appreciation and great sense of gratefulness in deciding to name this park after Sri Patil. It is very appropriate that it was Mr. Patil who conceived of the idea of having a park on this place. It is very appropriate that he himself initiated efforts to get the land. And we find today this was, which was a graveyard, has become a beautiful place where children and citizens of Bombay can come and entertain themselves. The place is very strategically located for the purposes of park. You have passed innumerable times on the roads nearby this park, but having reached here and having looked around the environment of this park, one feels as if this place was only meant for park and nothing else. The seashore is near, this busy marine drive goes passes nearby, and this is just a place where people can be near a busy road like marine drive and a beautiful sea, and yet at a certain distance, because it is the distance that gives a sort of a sense of perspective to appreciate beauty. And I think one can appreciate the beauty of Bombay Sea, Bombay's Marine Drive, sitting in this beautiful park at some distance, which gives a sort of a sense of perspective, as I said. Mr. Mayor you refer to the Bombay's status in India, Bombay's status in Maharashtra, and I endorse everything that you said. Very recently we passed through a very unpleasant, unfortunate experience in the city of Bombay. And every thinking people in Maharashtra and in India have felt sad, depressed by what has happened. I have no hesitation in repeating what I said in the parliament, that personally I had a sense of shame. But I do not want to be dramatic about it and repeat the whole thing again, because these are the deep feelings of persons who take public issues and public life seriously. I humbly claim to be one of them. The controversy about Bombay has ended now years before. Now it is for all those who have made Bombay their city to make a city's life peaceful, prosperous, progressive. The Maharashtrians here, the non-Maharashtrians here, the northerners, the southerners, the easterners, because we are all also westerners in India. They have got, everybody has a claim, as long as those who want to contribute to the prosperity of economic prosperity, the cultural prosperity, the civic prosperity of the city, has every right to be Bombay, every right to be Maharashtra. And how can we think in terms of dividing country in this sense? We wanted to have a linguistic state here, and the linguistic state is here. But that does not mean that we want to divide permanently country on the linguistic basis. The linguistic state was supposed to be a source and means of strengthening the unity of country.
Yeah.
It is not a means to divide the country. And therefore, I think it is better that everybody has learned from the shock that we all went through. Well, I would like to tell you that it is few antisocial elements and who some misguided people brought about that catastrophe in the civic life of Bombay. One should not feel that as if one class of people is against the other class of people. That will be a very wrong thing to think and wrong thing to propagate. I therefore request to whom my voice can reach that let us learn a bitter lesson from what has happened and never have any such experience in days and years to come. Let Bombay be the model of common living of the Indian people, where all religious groups, where all castes, where all races, where all linguistic groups will live as brothers and sisters, and really speaking made a model for the integrated national life of India. This is all that we all aspire to do. I do not want to repeat any feeling of bitterness, because bitterness has to be forgotten. It is with the feeling of friendship and cooperation, understanding, that will create a new tradition in Bombay. And Mr. Mayor, I hope you and your corporation, you are already giving a lead. I am sure you will continue to give the lead in this particular space. I am very glad indeed that you gave me this opportunity to come here and associate myself with the pleasant function of starting a new park in the city of Bombay in the name of the SK Party. Thank you very much.